if Harav Kook Zatzal was acknowledged as a Torah giant and a Torah genius, why is it that many people see that his followers, not the ones who claim to follow him and put land before Torah, etc., are following a krum path? I have even heard that Mizrahi Dati is considered a Avodah Zorah in some circles. A Torah giant would not create a derech that is not in accordance to the Torah, as I've seen that he brings sources for what he says and backs up his hashkafa. So why is there so much of an unacceptance? Thank you, Anonymous from London. Okay, the truth is that Rav Kook was a great person and a Baal Halacha. However, when it comes to his hashkafas, most Gedolei Yisrael held that they were mistaken. And in how he looked at Geula, that Geula has to come in stages, and the beginning stages are things that people have to do on their own, which he based on earlier sources than him. Gedolim held that there is no source for that, and the sources that he quotes are mislearned. In his zeal to bring about that Geula, his acceptance of secular Zionism was also looked upon by most Gedolim as something that was improper. The Ger Rebbe said that Rav Kook's great love for the Jewish people and for Eretz Yisrael, it forced him pretty much to look away at things that were negative and to embrace hashkafas that most Gedolim held were not proper hashkafas. That doesn't make Rav Kook somebody who was less of a Talmud Chacham or less of a Gadol Batorah, but his hashkafas were not accepted by most Gedolei Yisrael, and therefore most people have to follow Rov Gedolei Yisrael and not follow those hashkafas.